Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's caucus day in Iowa. It's all kicking off, and the molders and manipulators of perception, they've got all these articles out about polls show landslide for Mr. Abortion, Mr. Open Borders, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Obamacare author, Mitt Romney. All part of the perception management. But I actually went and looked at more than 10 polls this morning, all scientific, and Ron Paul is winning five of them. And Mr. Romney is winning the other five. So it is a dead heat. If you look at a spectrum of polls, their photo finish, where they've got to, you know, take that snapshot at the Indy 500 or at the horse race to see which car or which horse's nose was an inch ahead. It's like instant replay. Did they get the first down on that play? But instead, the PSYOP is running to try to make Iowans feel like, well, I want to vote for the winner. You know, I liked Ron Paul, but, you know, they say Romney's going to win, so I better just go ahead and vote for him. And after all, they say that Iowa is so important, but not if Ron Paul wins. It discredits Iowa. I better vote for Romney. And, of course, even if Paul wins now, they're having secret counting of the different precinct tallies at a secret location because Anonymous has come to town and is protesting Ron Paul and is threatening to shut down and hack things. Now, Anonymous is just some blank wall that good people can do political action under and bad people can. But I've always said anything that calls itself Anonymous and doesn't have a manifesto is dangerous because then the system can do things in your name. Kind of like Occupy Wall Street was not supposed to have any political basis, any political standing. We're just against Wall Street, which then translated against capitalism. And it turned out it was the White House, it was George Soros behind it. But they left it as a blank slate so good people would show up, diverse crowds, so they could then project their ideas of controlled opposition onto them. It didn't work. So the government first was endorsing and saying, come out and take over and we'll pass more taxes to give you what you want. But as soon as we went in and woke them up to end the Fed and the New World Order, and how the mega rich, the mega elite use big government to shut down their competition, they flushed Occupy Wall Street down the toilet and demonized it everywhere. And now you don't hear about it. That was an attempt at triggering a revolution before the real one comes. Very, very simple. That's what they're doing. It's elementary, but the general public is just now starting to get it. And the truth is there. We've just got to get it out to everyone. Now, obviously, we're going to break down more of NDAA, the huge developments in Iran right out of the break. A Marine facing a whole bunch of time in prison for walking into the airport and saying, I'm here to check my gun, which is totally legal in almost every state. But they just pounced on him and are throwing the book at him because the system is geared towards law-abiding gun owners and particularly veterans. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. And I have another London Independent article here, Crackdown on Small Firms, A Blind Eye for Big Businesses. And this is a breakdown out of England, but I've seen similar articles here in the United States where they've almost cut down to nothing IRS enforcers on big Fortune 100 who were basically exempt and pay no taxes. But the general public, in fact, blue-collar workers are having the book thrown at them. And then lower middle class and middle class and upper middle class are being hammered, absolutely hammered. You're making $40,000 a year. IRS constantly sends people letters saying, we calculated you owe $2,000 more. Squeezing the little guy. We'll be right back. I'm going to open the phones up in this first hour. We've got a lot of big guests today. We got Ron Paul's brother joining us. We've also got one of the Baldwin brothers joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's the big day, the kickoff, officially, of the 2012 presidential election, the Iowa caucuses. We're going to be tracking this throughout the 3 hours and on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, transmitted from InfoWarsNews.com. And we have Wayne Paul, brother of Congressman Ron Paul, joining us to talk about his view of what's happening in this country. Wayne is a longtime anti-Federal Reserve, anti-New World Order activist, and we'll get Wayne to also give us his take on who Ron Paul really is and what he thinks of all of these attacks. And we'll open the phones up so you'll have a chance to talk to Wayne Paul. That is coming up today. I have a New Year's resolution that when I do take calls, I want to go to them quickly and I want to take a lot of them. And I have a tendency to get so caught up myopically in news and in analysis and in basically ranting and raving that I don't go to as many calls as I'd like to. Because there's only one person that's my boss here on the radio, and that's unfortunately Alex Jones. I'm actually an old hand at radio. I've been doing it almost 17 years. It'll be 17 years in about a month. But I tend to like the shows where I mix it up with audio and video clips and analysis and different news items and cover some science and technology and cover some news of the strange and take a lot of calls and have interesting guests on. That's the shows that I like. And I go off of what I like. Now, listeners have told me they like it when I rant and rave for 2 hours straight. I understand that. But callers are so good because they take us in different directions. They raise issues I wasn't aware of. A lot of times they bring up local news that we then go find, write an article about, and then next it's on the Drudge Report. So calls are key, and my New Year's resolution is to work more of them into the show. So here's the deal. I'm going to give the number out, and I'm going to go to your calls in this segment and throughout the hour interspersed with key news. And we're going to have a lot of calls for Wayne Paul, CPA, political activist, patriot, as well. And then we're going to have open phones again in the third hour. I was going to have Chuck Baldwin's son, who's a great patriot, on, but so much is going on with the caucuses. I want to talk about states' rights with him. I'm going to work on getting him on tomorrow or on the nightly news. Because I'd left a note, and I think the producers, well, it said get him on today, and I meant tomorrow. So we're going to work on doing that tomorrow. Apologize to Mr. Baldwin, because I want to be able to cover the news in the third hour and take your calls. Here is the toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, I'd like to get your take on the presidential election, on the Republicans saying that they're going to count the votes in secret to protect its integrity. See, that's the riddle hidden in plain view of national security. You let the government operate in secret and have unlimited funds and power, and now they're saying, we'll kill U.S. citizens, we'll secretly arrest you for national security, we're overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, which is the country. So the force you set up to supposedly protect the country is what always ends up being used in Rome and in many other civilizations and empires to bring it down. Our founding fathers, all of them, wrote articles and books and gave speeches where they talked about, et nauseam, the United States will not fall from without. No army can stand against us. We have an armed, informed citizenry who's ready to fight. They just beaten the greatest empire in the world who'd never been defeated. A ragtag band beat them because they were willing to fight. They said, we will only fall from within. And the system menaces the public and says, Iran's going to nuke you if you don't, elect Mitt Romney or Santorum. That was the talking point on talk radio nationally and locally. And I just thought, here's Israel rumored to have 800 nuclear weapons, confirmed to have over 400, cruise missiles, submarines, ICBM delivery systems, Knesset statements about Europe better do what we want, we've got nukes. I mean, Israel's one of the biggest nuclear powers in the world with a super high-tech system, and nobody is going to mess with them. People say, oh, well, the Iranians want war right now. They're crazy. They think it's the end of the world. Funny, I see Christian websites, I see comments on my videos, and I go to the people's YouTube channels, and they're like, praise the Lord, I want Armageddon to begin. Nuke the Middle East now. Well, Iran's not even in the Middle East, but you can't even basically explain that to some people. Iran has sat there and taken the West, Israel, the U.S., and England, blowing up their military bases in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, Bush put out a White House press release that we covered here on air saying the White House has activated 4 freedom-fighting groups out of Iraq to attack and destabilize Iran. And those groups are all, except for the Kurd group, Al-Qaeda. Same Al-Qaeda our government has now used to take over Libya and is now used to begin the invasion of Syria on record. And now it's in, what, Associated Press, Press TV, and other publications today that the United States on the Lebanese, that is the banks that have hijacked our country, headline, U.S. setting up buffer zone on Lebanon-Syrian border. So the invasion beachhead is now starting. That's what they called it, the invasion with U.S., British, and other troops backing up the invasion of Libya. They called it humanitarian corridors. They're setting up a humanitarian, like the humanitarian love bombs. And now Obama says he doesn't need congressional approval or even debate or even consultation. First, it's no declaration of war. Then it's congressional approval. Then it's congressional consultation. And now I don't need your stinking consultation. And now the Congress has voted, and Obama has signed it, the NDAA, to empower the president to secretly arrest or kill U.S. citizens in the U.S. or anywhere in the world, torture, you name it. Congress is just ceding all of its power. Now, again, Obama himself, this is a paradox, is a teleprompter reading puppet who's on vacation probably 10 days out of the month on average. More vacation than George W. Bush because they're puppets. Bill Clinton was hardly ever on vacation. And when he was working because he was such a wicked globalist that they actually trusted him to actually run things. Bill Clinton, people say the last president was Kennedy. That's not true. Kennedy was a president that didn't follow the globalist orders and tried to be president and they killed him. Clinton is the last president, and George Herbert Walker Bush to a certain extent as well actually ran things. But Clinton was the last one to really run things. Because they're like, well, you're anti-freedom, anti-America, anti-Second Amendment, total global communist for the mega banks to destroy all competition, take over. We are going to let you run things. And Clinton would reportedly sleep about 3 hours a night and was involved in every major decision. The point is the power structure, the bureaucracy wants the executive to have dictator powers. And that's what they're doing now. And it's so dangerous, words cannot describe it. So I want to ask callers, what do you make of, and of course Lou Rockwell is pointing it out, many others are pointing out, this looks super suspicious that they're taking the voting behind closed doors. And now saying it's going to be a Romney landslide. When all the polls show Ron Paul in first or second place, they're now creating the hoax that, nope, it's a landslide. Everybody turned against Paul. Are they getting ready for a big scam? Because you know they'll do it. I mean, these are criminals. I want to ask you about that. And I also want to ask you, why do you think the system is openly getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and openly announcing they're going to get rid of the First Amendment and have selective internet, Chinese-style internet kill switches? Why do you think they're moving so fast now, and the tyrants are coming out of the closet? Let's go to your phone calls. Thomas in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I'll start your car for you anytime, brother.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Just a couple things here. I just wanted to first give out some props to Stitcher. I'm listening on my iPhone app, but I first found you through Stitcher. You've heard about them?
I know there's a whole bunch of different systems that list every online radio venue in the known galaxy, but no, I haven't heard of that particular one.
Yeah, that's how I got you about a year ago. One quick thing, and then I'll let you go. Do you think that Ron Paul should actually have Secret Service protection, since he is 1, 2, or 3 in every single poll?
Yes, but again, that's another paradox. It's normally the Secret Service that'll actually bust a cap in you, and then they'll have some little patsy who's drugged up out of their mind, who they later tell, you know, when they wake up from the amnesiac, like Sirhan or others, oh, you did that. Did you know that? And, of course, court documents even come out on Sirhan that was a stage deal. The LAPD knew it was the government. They detained the guy who was actually seen shooting RFK, but... again, it just becomes a conspiracy theory because we all know the government wouldn't do wrong. So, yes, Ron Paul should have Secret Service protection as the, you know, leading Republican candidate, undoubtedly. But you don't want Secret Service protection because they would just put guys in there that would step aside for him to get blown away and undoubtedly spy on Ron Paul. So if I was Ron Paul, I would not accept Secret Service protection.
Right, right. At least the only good thing about it would actually give people a second thought of like, hey, he really can win.
Well, look, it's a mind game. And look, the globalists are almost out of political bullets. Great points. Before, if they said somebody couldn't win, he would have gone nowhere. But they've said he can't win, he can't win, he can't win, and he's at the front of the pack. So now they're pulling out all the stops, going completely bonkers. More of your calls straight ahead on the other side. Stay with us. By the way, later we're going to play the clip of this. Fox News, talk radio, they've all got a talking point going. You've heard it in the last month. The Iowa governor said the same thing. That if Paul bots give Ron Paul the victory in Iowa, they're just going to ignore it. And that they've basically changed the rules in the Republican electoral process. And that they'll just have a brokered convention. And they have changed the rules. So this just shows you who the rulers of the Republican Party are. I was actually having dinner with one of Rand Paul's staffers or lunch the other day. And he was here in town. And you know he was talking about how just to get Rand into the Republican town hall meetings early on in Kentucky, they had to get thousands of Rand Paul supporters to threaten to stop giving Republicans donations to even get him in the events, even when he had already shown in the polls that he was going to win the primary. I mean, that's how these people operate. They will do anything to keep real libertarian constitutional conservatives out. Now, here is the headline. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. And so we're going to be breaking all of this down. And then I saw another analyst last night on Fox saying, oh, well, if he does win, we're just going to ignore it. This is mind control. Speaking of mind control, I'm going to play some clips we put together after I take more calls in the next segment of the John Huntsman ad. And we've actually gone and pulled world leaders calling for global government and saying that New World Order means global government, including George Herbert Walker Bush talking about New World Order. And then separately, Huntsman is spending most of his campaign money in Iowa playing clips from my films with Ron Paul talking about the New World Order and George Herbert Walker Bush saying New World Order and basically implying that Ron Paul's insane. So I'm going to show you the clip, and then I'm going to show you the world leaders saying what Ron Paul said they said. So if Ron Paul walks out and says, the sky is blue, but these people say it isn't, you're supposed to ignore your lying eyes. They think you're mindless children. They treat you like you're a lobotomized jellyfish. They have disdain for you because they sit up there with an appeal to authority in their suits on television looking into a camera. And so there's an appeal to authority, and it must be true. That is so insulting. All right, I'm going back to your calls. Brian in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Big fan of yours. Whether you know it or not, you were part of my intelligence network since you've been public years ago. I run a counterterror criminal espionage unit called Aqua Delta 69. I was offered to work for their killing teams, Cobra Vector 1, in 1978 and 79 as a silent killer, bow sniper, martial artist. I've investigated, starting with our local police department we had in New Jersey in 1969, and I have continued on with the investigation. We can prove Team B, Zebra Rattler 2, killed John Kennedy. We have overwhelming evidence to prove it, and confessions right from British MI6 that the Queen of England ordered his assassination. Everything you say is right on the money.
Well, I know that E. Howard Hunt, who ran assassination squads on record before he died, went public and said that he had run the operation, and that dovetailed with LBJ's widow, that is mistress, who on record was his mistress, Madeline Duncan Brown. I'm going from memory here. And then we also have his lawyer who went public, McClellan, and said that LBJ said that he'd had him killed. And then people spun that and said, well, Alex is saying that LBJ ordered the hit and it didn't go above LBJ. No, all of my sources were under LBJ, and that's as high as our confirmation goes. But I'd like you to send me some information.
Oh, definitely. I've tried to send you in the past. I don't know if you got it. The Queen of England ordered it. MI6 made confessions. Bob Fletcher, I'm going to name him on the air. Bob Fletcher has a picture of the unit 1 month before they killed JFK. Oswald was Patsy, just like he said he was. He was working for the ONI, CIA, and FBI.
All right, sir. Well, I don't know who Bob Fletcher is, and I don't want to... Listen, just mail me a letter then with the information. If it gets lost in the thousands of emails, or send it again to showtips at Infowars.com, because I would like to see that information. I appreciate your call. I mean, I'm not doubting the government tries to hire former military people to be assassins, because just separately in my own family, I know that most of the people who were Army officers in my family were approached to be domestic assassination teams. But not for citizens who were just, you know, politically involved. They were tried to hire them to be assassins to kill drug dealers who weren't laundering their money through the U.S. government. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Back live. Your phone calls are coming up. I would like to hear from listeners specifically about your view of the Republicans openly announcing on TV and radio that the Republican establishment just won't let Ron Paul win one way or the other, that if he wins Iowa, they're just going to ignore it, or that they might actually... Well, here's the headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Republican insider GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. We've got Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul, joining us to talk about this and a lot more in the second hour today. Then we'll continue with open phones in the third hour, but we'll also take some calls for Wayne Paul. Wayne is a great patriot for more than, I don't know, 40 years or so fighting the private Federal Reserve. He's basically just like his brother. And he's a CPA that's famously fought the IRS and been involved in court cases beating him. I mean, this family is just 110% patriot, hard charging all the way. You see, I've known Ron Paul since 1996. And I see all these people saying he isn't real, or he's New World Order with no proof, or he's Masonic poobah with no proof. That is establishment COINTELPRO attacking him from the bottom, as Cass Sunstein said that they would do. The White House regulations are. He said the mainstream media has lost so much credibility that they're no longer the mainstream media. So the system has to pose as, quote, conspiracy theorist and alternative media. That means people that aren't bamboozled, people that aren't suckers, people that aren't fools. They have to pose as us because we have credibility to then create infighting. But when you see Wayne Paul, I noticed the media never even picked up on this, Wayne Paul involved in, you know, cases out in Las Vegas with, you know, Patriots and big IRS cases and challenging the IRS in federal court. I mean, just the whole family. And I know folks behind the scenes with Rand Paul, and he is just absolute anti-New World Order, right down the line. He is just more polished than his father. Just amazing people. And they are great focal points for our movement of liberty to wake people up. So that's coming up after I get to some of your phone calls. I wanted now, though, to get to this video. This is what Huntsman, a gentleman on record who's worked for Obama, so he's in good company with Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, who were for carbon taxes, open borders, gun control, wrote the Obama plan. That's Romney. Gingrich, an Illuminist globalist supporting carbon taxes, open borders. I mean, you just can't make up how bad these guys are. And the system just keeps cramming them down everybody's throats. And as people learn about how bad they are, they turn against them. But in the case of Mitt Romney, if he does get the nomination, people are going to hold their nose and say, well, at least he's not Obama. Wait a minute. He will continue everything Obama's done. He's shown that in his actions. But he'll be a new face. And so it'll take a few years to expose him as a globalist traitor. It would be better just to keep Obama in there engaging in all his treason, because at least politically he's garbage. He's spoiled. But it gives them a new, fresh horse for the New World Order to ride on if they get Romney in there. Remember, it's the Republican establishment that's voting for all this draconian police state garbage for Obama. All of these Republican and mainline neocon sites are freaking out over the NDAA and over all of the different MIAC and Homeland Security reports listing patriots and libertarians and conservatives as terrorists. And then meanwhile, it's the Republican Congress that's helping write the book on all of this. It's a ruling political class who poses and acts like they're having a fight with each other, but they're not. And I know that's understood by our listeners, but the general public hasn't completely figured that out yet. This has been the first time in memory, except for Pat Buchanan to a certain extent. You saw what they did with him. Clear election fraud, saying he couldn't win, demonization. Same thing with Ron Paul. But Ron Paul is 5 times better than Pat Buchanan. And Pat's a good person overall. I mean, Ron Paul is as good as it gets. As good as it gets. And so the system is pulling out every stop. So if you don't like what the system's doing, and you're sick of the status quo, and you're tired of things not changing, and you want real hope and change, Ron Paul. And I know our audience understands that, but it's so elementary. It's so simple, and it's so frustrating to see this disinformation. Now, Huntsman is getting desperate right now. He is in absolute, total, and complete panic mode, and he's going after Ron Paul because he has zero credibility, and everybody knows exactly who he is and what he stands for. And we have articles, again, breaking it down at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a good New American article by Thomas Edlam breaking it down. John Huntsman grasping for straws and attacks on Ron Paul. And what do they do in this ad that uses a clip from Endgame, my seminal documentary on the globalist mindset? Not just that they want a world government, but what are they after? What drives our enemy? It's important to know that. It's key to know that. Now, looking at this, it is such an illustration that the top political ad companies that Huntsman and others have hired are going after Ron Paul for simply saying, yeah, Skull and Bones wields a lot of influence. Yes, CFR and Trilateral Commission do. I mean, both these groups have written thousands of publications. Thousands of publications. The Trilateral Commission since 74, when David Rockefeller set it up, was Zbigniew Brzezinski. The CFR since 1922. I mean, they put out magazines, internet articles. Every 2 months, a big book comes out called Foreign Affairs, constantly calling for the end of sovereignty, world government. And so they take clips of Ron Paul talking about real things and imply that it's crazy. Now, think of the disdain that they have for the viewers. All these decades, they told you there's no new world order. All these decades, they said the CFR doesn't exist. I remember Limbaugh saying that 15 years ago. Now he says they don't have power and makes jokes about it. But he used to say didn't exist. I remember being on talk radio in 96, 97, 98 and getting phone calls. Back then, half the callers would disagree with me on average. And saying, how dare you say there's something called the NSA, an echelon, listening to our phones and grabbing data. There's no such thing. And I'd get other calls saying, I work for the government, buddy, and you're not supposed to talk about that. The public thought it was a conspiracy theory that the National Security Agency existed. Then when they admitted it existed by 2000 or so, then we had to have a debate about, no, folks, every major phone company hub has NSA rooms and floors in it, listening to everything you do. Here's the congressional funding for it going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Here's the Telecommunications Act. Here's $9 billion in 1996 to put new hubs in all the facilities. Here's the standardization for cell phone manufacturers under FCC regulations that want to sell phones in the country. They've got to have a back door where they can turn it on and listen to you even when it's off. Here's the Telecommunications Act. I got calls. NSA doesn't exist, and they wouldn't spy on us. Today, does the NSA exist? Here I am saying there's a world corporate government bankrupting Europe and the U.S. through derivatives. Told you that 13, 14 years ago, exactly what they would do. Top economist on, George Humphrey and others. Told you everything that was going to unfold, and I'm still here playing childlike games with people. You know, playing along with the childlike game of having to go, there really is a world government. There really is a mega corporate takeover system. And I still get to tune into talk radio randomly almost every week and hear somebody make fun of me, a host or callers, because I talk about this. I mean, it's disgusting. I'm talking about real things that are happening. Ron Paul is, and instead of us having a debate about, do we want a private, corporate, unelected world government that's tyrannical and oppressive and anti-free market, I have to keep having a debate with childlike people about whether it exists or not. Now, this isn't working anymore. That's why the, quote, mainstream media is falling apart and is now known for the liars they are. But still, they think this agenda works. So I'm going to go ahead and play the John Huntsman ad for you. Here it is. The Ron Paul Chronicles.
The assumption is that this guy is like your crazy uncle, but you never expected your crazy uncle to get this far. The problem with him is that he's got some very sound points, but then he's kind of, I don't know, in other areas scary.
All I can say is, you know, people have written about this, and the Skull and Bones is a secret order of Yale, and then the proposition is that people are there groomed for the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, and therefore they will then be in positions of great influence in our government.
President Bush said that the New World Order was in tune, and that's what they were working for.
600,000 Americans died in the senseless Civil War. You buy the slaves and release them. How much would that cost compared to killing 600,000 Americans?
If you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel.
Have you ever read about the reasons they attacked us? They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years.
Are you suggesting we invited the 9/11 attack, sir?
The Israelis are there. The United States is there. All these countries. China has nuclear weapons. Why wouldn't it be natural that they might want a weapon? There'd be, internationally, they'd be given more respect.
Tune in next week for more of The Ron Paul Chronicles with Twilight Zone music. Okay, let's stop right there. This is only a small smattering that you're about to see of just what we grabbed yesterday. There are hundreds and hundreds of these. In fact, the best compendium of them is Jason Burmes' seminal film that I produced, available at Infowars.com, Invisible Empire. It's got hundreds and hundreds of clips and the world leaders openly saying that the New World Order means global government. The New World Order means the state is God. Now, here is a grouping of clips for people out there. I mean, there must be groups that don't think there's a New World Order and don't think that there's a CFR or Trilateral Commission and really think it's kooky to talk about the political gangsters that have gotten all their people into power and then are running this country into the ground and openly announcing a bank of the world that we'll pay our carbon taxes to. So for you, here are world leaders, including George Herbert Walker Bush, Barack Obama, Henry Kissinger, and others, Gordon Brown, Herman Von Rompuy, the head of the European Union, the unelected bureaucrat who runs everything, openly saying New World Order, global governance, global government. I mean, what a hoax. These globalists run ads basically saying, we're going to make fun of you. They think you're peer pressure driven, that if they say the sky isn't blue and they tell you, you'll say, yes, sir, boss. Here's those clips.
I've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way.
I think its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been present here are among those taking leadership in other ways.
Yet these problems can be overcome by a joint effort between our countries. 2009 is also the first year global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. And then
all right, that's just a small grouping. Now, I thought I would go and fact-check Huntsman's ad some more for you, because it's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI, Washington Post, New York Times, hundreds of articles. If you just type in Israel created Hamas, you will get Israeli newspapers by the dozen. But here they are. I'll put some on screen for viewers. For radio listeners, just look this up. This is the Wall Street Journal, January 24th, 2009. How Israel helped to spawn Hamas. And again, we have another grouping of a video in there. That's the third clip. We can just show viewers this on screen, or I can do a document cam shot. So Ron Paul's bad for saying Israel created and set up Hamas. But I mean, there's Haaretz, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. That's right there, for everybody right there. I mean, they go on and admit that Israel created it. Here's the headline. Israel has only one option when it comes to Iran. And then it goes in the article to Israel creating Hamas. So there it is. But you can go further. You can type in Israel created fake al-Qaeda, or Israel staged attacks against themselves. And you'll pull up Jerusalem Post, Haaretz. We're supposed to just be stupid. See, Ron Paul's not supposed to be able to read Israeli newspapers or the Wall Street Journal. See, our real crime is that we live in the real world. Our crime is that we know how to count to 10. Our crime is we know what's up and what's down. We know what's black and what's white. We know basically how to tie our shoelaces. And you're not supposed to know. You're just supposed to see a guy in a suit, laugh at Ron Paul and go, he's worried about a global government. Ha ha. Oh, Ron Paul's worried about all these derivatives and the banks imploding us. Ha ha. It's all a planned takeover. And of course they have to keep ridiculing, just like they ridicule and go, they're crazy people. They think there's an agency called the NSA and the government's listening to them. They're crazy people. Now it's all admitted. Just like we told you there was plans to use the military domestically, now it's the law and they say they'll secretly disappear you. No more time for games, folks. Okay, going back to your phone calls in this segment, the next, then Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, going to be joining us. Look at this article at the Washington Post. I just typed in Ron Paul and hit search, and almost every article of hundreds says, like, don't vote for him. He's a kook. He loves Bin Laden. He wants your kids to use heroin. Look at this headline of the Washington Post. Seriously, Iowa? Ron Paul? It's like this trendy, windy ridicule of these little pack animal lemmings in the dying dinosaur traitor media. And they just think if they trendy around and say, you're not allowed to vote for him or you're a kook, everybody will say, okay, you're with the discredited Washington Post. I better do what you say right away. I mean, how long do we let these scum dictate to us? It's so pathetic. It's so ridiculous. We have a criminal class that thinks they've taken the country over and has bankrupted us by design and signed us on to their fraudulent debt. It's time to get angry. It's time to never stop. And it's time to expose these people. And it's time to remove our support from them and support true media. We've got 15-day free trials running right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're extending the Christmas special a little bit into this month as a New Year special. Get 50... Well, you, what is it? It comes up to 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for 6.7 months, you get 4 point. I'm so wound up today, I can hardly even talk. You pay for 6.7 months and you get 5.3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. We got a lot of other specials running right now as well. Right now, let's go to Mark. Oh, I already talked to Mark, so that was already there. Let's talk to MJ in, who do I talk to then? Okay, I thought I already talked to a Mark in Illinois earlier. Let's just go to MJ in Illinois. MJ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I really do appreciate you because I only listened to you for about 2 years ago where I came across you accidentally on YouTube. And these other talk show hosts, you just hit it on the money. They're just... Words can't describe how evil these people are. And I'm just trying to be nice since I'm okay to speak. I'm on air. But the thing I had about Ron Paul is what they're doing to him is criminal. And we, the Americans...
Well, yeah, this is a criminal group that took America over. They really are criminals. They're getting ready to start devaluing the currency and grabbing everybody's bank accounts. They're a bunch of scum. America doesn't exist anymore. It's been taken over by mega banks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. And then also, you know, prime example, when you have these neocons saying that they're up for the Constitution, they're for America, they're for our rights. And I don't know if you really talked about it too much, like with Rick Perry starting that lawsuit in Virginia because he didn't make the requirement to take out 10,000 signatures because he couldn't be on the ballot.
Yeah, none of the candidates in Virginia and other states could get on there but Romney and Paul. They're the only major contenders, and I've been saying that for 4 months looking at the polls. The only two people that could seriously run against Obama are Mitt Romney and Ron Paul with the money, the name, everything. And then with Romney, he's an Obama clone, so it doesn't matter. The only person's Ron Paul. It's very simple.
Exactly. And the people is right in front of our faces. If we don't wake up, we are not going to have anything left.
Let me ask you a question, because it's important. What do you think of Huntsman trying to claim there's no New World Order when it's in front of everybody?
It's just another example of the globalists showing their arrogance, thinking that we're stupid. And we are. There are people that are waking up. We just need more people waking up. And I hope, particularly today in Iowa, that the people in that state realize what they're doing and still vote their gut. And, you know, we know that Ron Paul is leading these polls. Let's make sure they get out there and vote the way that they feel and stop being sheep on listening to everything what other people say.
Exactly. MJ, I appreciate your call. Yeah, doing what the dominant media says is trendy has destroyed this country. We have foreign criminal interest running a giant psyop against us. They're the enemy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the syndicated radio transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We also simulcast the radio in living color with a five-camera shoot at prisonplanet.tv. And last hour, I was playing clips of Henry Kissinger, Obama, Bush Sr. calling for world government, new world order. And I just look at how arrogant they are. They're just con men who practice talking real smooth and real slow to sound reasonable when they're doing horrible things. And they've taken the wealthiest nation in the world and made it the greatest debtor nation. They've taken a nation known for liberty and freedom and turned it into one known for evil. And now they're trying to give us more of the same as the solution. And just a decent American who's a constitutionalist is being called crazy and kooky. Well, then they're saying George Washington is crazy and kooky because Ron Paul follows the Constitution, not to a fault, but some would say to a fault, to an obsessive compulsive level. Now, if you don't like Ron Paul, then you don't like what America is. The people demonizing Ron Paul and myself are lecherous, un-American vipers who want the destruction of our republic and who are signed on to the New World Order, period. Let's go back to your phone calls here. And I'm sorry, there was another Mark from Illinois, so I got confused and thought that was the same Mark. But let's go back to Mark in Illinois, then Rick and others. Mark, thanks for holding. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I have a couple questions for you. One, for the police, they need to watch the movie, the second movie, Lethal Weapon. It tells them there about how they have diplomatic immunity against us and how they use it against our military.
No, the globalists have diplomatic immunity and get caught running white slaves. I mean, sex slaves, folks. Drugs all the time. That's exactly how the New World Order, the UN, and all these mega groups, they all declare immunity. It's a joke. It's a con game.
It is a con game. You got it. You nailed it right on the nose of Ron Paul all the way. I'm for him. I was so happy to hear on CBS this morning. They have to say that. The Newt Gingrich called him a liar. Not Ron Paul, but called Romney a liar. Right straight in front of everybody, man. I mean, everyone had a hard time getting themselves composure together.
You're supposed to, but look, he's a liar, too. I mean, I heard Gingrich whining about negative ads. Gingrich has been running negative ads.
The New World Order, just leader right with them. You know what? They need to take a New World Order, and we need to start a New World Action against them. Take it right to them.
Well, again, the devil's greatest trick was telling the world he didn't exist, and that's the mind game. We can never get rid of this because they have this weird unified front of none of it exists when it exists. I mean, that shows, I appreciate your call. The biggest example of fraud I know of is that every year before school starts, they announce everywhere, it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law. It's a giant criminal hoax. And then you hear the vaccine ads on the very same TV and radio stations. Now, the average radio station person is so weak-minded, they actually think it's the law, too. Again, it's just giant hoaxes. Let's talk to Rick in Florida. Rick, thank you. Welcome.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Five-year listener, I'm calling because I need your help. I'm in the process of declaring myself a free man on the land, all right? And I want to opt out of the Social Security system. because it's that number. If you accept that number to your name, that's what ties you legally to the rest of their debt.
Yes, yes, that's all true, but the system is so criminal now, they say they don't even follow their own rules, just like they've gotten rid of due process and say they'll secretly arrest you and blow your head off. They are lawless criminals. So just know that just because you say I'm a sovereign, you pull out of it. Unless you're an illegal alien, they won't leave you alone. Illegals aren't above the law because they're here to drive down wages and a key part of the New World Order. But unless you're going to change, you know, change your name and claim you're an illegal alien, you're not going to achieve true sovereign. Only illegal aliens, government criminals, and the Queen of England.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got another great patriot and another fellow Texan. Wayne Paul joining us for the rest of the hour. He's, of course, one of Ron Paul's brothers. And for many decades, he's been exposing the Federal Reserve, battling the IRS in court. He's a CPA. He is just a chip off the same block that Ron Paul came from, off the same tree. And I wanted to get him on today to talk a little bit about his brother and who his brother really is. I mean, I happen to know the inside baseball on Ron Paul, who would basically volunteer for free to work at charity hospitals because, you know, he believes in the free market. And in the free market, you're supposed to have people that dedicate their own time willingly to help those that are in need. That's what the Bible teaches. I happen to know that Ron Paul routinely would pay the bills of his poor patients. That's now coming out, not from his campaign, but from others. And that Ron Paul would volunteer in the minority, black areas mainly, and give them free health care. But Ron Paul is the type of person a hero. He won't talk about himself. He won't allow it because it's painful for people like him to hear it because he knows he's doing his duty. But I know his brother, if we twist his arm, might talk about him. And you know, I've never asked you guys about your parents, what great people they must have been to produce such a great family of liberty lovers across the board. And now grandchildren, I know, are involved in the fight against the globalist. And we sure are proud to have you here with us in Texas. But Wayne, out of the gates, I was saying to you during the break, I said, Wayne, what do you want to talk about first? And he said, I'd like to mention a website where they're going to have people at all the caucuses themselves taking a photo of the tally board. That's why Ron's going to probably win Iowa, is because it's the old-fashioned vote with your hands at the precinct. It's tallied, put on a board. And so the Republicans have announced they're going to run into secret to protect it from anonymous hackers who've been protesting Ron Paul, obviously working for them, the Republican establishment, who've openly said they want to sabotage Paul. And if he wins, just ignore him. And so they're saying to protect it, it's a secret location. But we can stop them from doing that. And we're going to have the website up on screen here when Dew comes in about 20 minutes for a quick report. Because Dew's getting a piece together for this tonight on the Nightly News as well, but we got to get this going now, where they take a photo of it and then they have a public tabulation of that so that we can checkmate the fraudsters. And we also have articles at prisonplanet.com. Republican insider, Fox analyst, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. We've got that audio clip coming up later as well. But it was funny because that was what I was going to raise to Wayne first, but he brought it up to me. So, Wayne, what is first on your radar screen here today, my friend?
Well, I think the biggest thing is how do we know we're going to have an honest tabulation? And there's those throughout the country have been thinking about this for a long time, and there's three or four guys on the East Coast that have set up a website called TransparentVote.net, and they put out a letter to all the candidates in Iowa saying, if you've got people in a precinct, when the precinct count is finished and sign off on, before they whisk it away, ask them to put it up and you take a camera picture of it with your iPhone and then upload it to TransparentVote.net, and they'll run a concurrent tabulation that you can watch.
And, of course, that's what the Republican Party should do to maintain the safety of it. But notice the anonymous group, which is just a government cutout, has now gone and protested at Ron Paul's Iowa offices. They're talking horrible trash about him everywhere for 2 weeks. And they're the group threatening to disrupt the caucus, which now demonizes anybody who ever runs under the name Anonymous, and then allows the Republican establishment to run and secretly tabulate the vote. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on with these stinkers.
George, did you hear what the governor of Iowa stated?
Yes, but I know you've got the quote. Give it to folks.
Well, he turned around and was on national television and said, if Ron Paul wins the Iowa caucuses, you have to discount it because it wouldn't mean anything.
It's amazing. I want to get into what it's like for the family and what it's like, you know, Ron Paul's brother, to see them twist things and tell the lies about him, and also see just a pack of mangy jackals that is the dinosaur prostitute media savaging your brother, but also savaging his supporters, and the governor saying ignore the vote if he wins, which is saying ignore the voters. I mean, they're really showing their arrogance.
And I think that's true. I think the amazing thing, Alex, is people are afraid of truth and honesty. And it's the people that control things that are the most afraid. They can't handle the truth. The thing I'm most amazed about is my brother's capability of remaining positive and looking at the goal and not being deflected by all the other statements that are made that are negative to him. His goal is freedom, liberty, and privacy for everybody. That's what he wants. And I really think, Alex, we live in exciting times coming up. And starting today for the next 6 months, because economically things are going to get worse and more people are going to say we want to change, and the snowball is starting to roll down the hill, and the powers to be don't like it and they don't know what to do about it.
It was Julius Caesar that said there is a tide in the affairs of men when taking it the flood leads on to fortune. The fortune we seek is liberty and freedom in our time and for future generations, and to not live under a collectivist yoke of communitarianism. And imagine your brother, really for 40 years, but prominently for three decades, traveling the country, writing books, in and out of Congress, battling for basic Americana liberty. I mean, really nothing special, just basic common sense constitution. And now, here he is, right as everything he warned of, and you and I and many others and G. Edward Griffin warned of, right as it's all happening, just as we have said, there is Ron Paul. I mean, that's God giving us a chance. You know, God, if you study the Bible, Wayne, as you know, always gives people a way out, a chance.
And I'm saying this is our chance.
Well, you're right, but Wayne, we cannot lose. Even if they steal the election down the road, by Ron running and by everybody supporting him, this is the greatest awakening and people learning about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order we've ever seen, Wayne.
That's absolutely right. That's why I tell my friends and neighbors, we live in the most exciting times of our life because we've never had an opportunity like this in my lifetime, and I'm 70 years old, and I think it's exciting, I think it's definitive, and I think it is going to be something that's going to surprise everybody because the time is now.
It certainly is. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's on InfoWars.com, but Huntsman, who's worked for Obama, is a total one-worlder. He's running an ad playing clips of your brother talking about George Herbert Walker Bush calling for a new world order. I mean, those are all public clips. How is your brother bad for admitting that world leaders want a world government and that we shouldn't be part of that? I mean, how is saying the sky is blue bad?
I totally understand what you're saying. I just admire my brother for being able to stay positive through all the flinging that's going on.
Yeah, he's done that. Let's for folks that, you know, obviously aren't Ron Paul's brother, you know, you guys have a large family. Growing up, how would you, you know, characterize him in the family and then, you know, throughout his life? What type of person is Ron Paul, and what do you make of all of these, you know, taking out of tens of thousands of newsletters, taking, you know, 10 lines or something and conflating them with other things and then attacking your brother?
Well, as a little bit of background, there are five boys in our family. Ron is the middle of five boys. My mother and father ran a processing dairy business in the basement of our house, which was a four-room house. And they did that up until, I believe, I was in fifth or sixth grade before they moved the processing business from the basement of a house to a separate building. And we were always taught, you know, my mother and father had to work 7 days a week. And when we were old enough to wear some boots and could wash some cans that were in the basement, we put the boots on and went to work. And that's just the way we were taught and raised. But every Sunday morning, regardless of the fact we had to work, we took time off and went to Sunday school and church. The five of us had a paper route, starting with my oldest brother down to me. When I gave up the route, we had close to 300 customers we delivered paper to every day, and they had to divide it up into three paper routes after we gave it up because nobody would take it.
All right. I mean, tell us more. Tell us about your parents.
Well, Mom and Dad were obvious hard workers. They were obvious well-grounded in their faith, and they didn't ever try to beat anything into us. They just expected us to turn around and go to Sunday school and church, and it was just a way of life for us, and there was never a problem. The only problem my mom and dad had is when we were sitting in church on Sunday morning, they couldn't divide themselves among five boys. So there were all these two sitting together. And, of course, any two sitting together agitated each other. So they always had a problem to keep us calm for the service that lasted maybe 45 minutes or an hour. But other than that, we were perfect children, you know.
Now, how would you describe Ron Paul? I mean, at his core, what drives your brother?
Well, even when Ron was in high school, before he had a driver's license, he worked in a drugstore making sodas and sundaes. And then at 9 or 10 o'clock at night or Friday and Saturday night, he'd get on his bicycle, and it'd take him, it's about a mile from the house, and he would bicycle home. We all worked in the dairy on a daily basis. Once we got licenses, we drove milk trucks every day. We all five of us put our way through college. When Ron went to college, he went to Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania. When he was a sophomore, I believe, and I could be wrong on the exact date, but I think he was married roughly in his sophomore year. When he graduated from Gettysburg College, I believe he had maybe one or two children, and he went to South Carolina to graduate school. And after that, he went to the Air Force for 5 years. Then he went back to get another degree in Michigan. Then he came back to Pennsylvania and got his doctor's certificate as obstetric and gynecology doctor. And then he went into practice. So he always worked. Of course, we always try to kid him a little bit to keep him humble. We always say he was the spoiled one of the five of us. And as long as there's four of us around, we win the battle.
Now, what about you know, their false claims of racism and things like that. I mean, because from people I know that, you know your brother well, and of course what's coming out in the media, I mean, he would volunteer quite a bit always at the charity hospitals to help people.
Well, not only that, but he never took Medicare. If a patient come in to his office, he took care of them. If they didn't have the money, they made an agreement as to how they were going to get paid, and he took care of them, but he never took Medicare any time while he was being a doctor.
That's right. Never took it, and in many cases would just give people free health care is what ended up happening.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is, and particularly for, my quote, minorities, I mean, most doctors would just turn you away right there. But there's your brother, hardworking, living by example of his parents, you know, all the things he's done, truly understands the issues, and that's why the system's so scared of him, because they know he can't be bought, and there's no skeletons in his closet.
Right, and they're trying to make up the skeletons as they go, so they go back 20 years to pick up one article in one newspaper about 8 or 10 lines long, and they're trying to hang their hat on that. But the problem they have with that statement is his life does not depict what they're trying to make it be. So the life, the honesty, the integrity, truth prevails. And what he is what he is. And that's the problem they have.
Well, you're right. But it does show the awakening is huge, that despite the lying Decepticon media telling everybody that Ron Paul can't win, he now is the front runner, and they are in full panic mode. What are some of the dirty tricks you're expecting them to pull, Wayne?
Well, I'm concerned not about the caucus meetings tonight in Iowa, because I believe the people in the individual precincts and caucus meetings are the grassroots, serious-minded individuals, and that means it doesn't matter who they support, any one of the candidates. They're normally very dedicated, hardworking people that are going to work for the person they believe that is right. I believe those precinct numbers will be honest, sincere in every way, shape, or form. My concern would be what happens when they go to a secret place and tally the votes. That is not transparency, and they can use whatever excuse they want, that they want to prevent disruption. If they want to prevent disruption, go to downtown Des Moines, sit in a public square, and have each precinct captain bring in the vote. And you think it's going to be disrupted? It's not going to be. But they don't want to make it transparent, and that's the biggest thing that frightens me.
Well, I agree with you, and undoubtedly there's going to be election fraud. There was 4 years ago, but if there's a big enough, in places like New Hampshire, there's a big enough landslide, they have trouble spinning it and cooking it. We're going to have the top election fraud investigator, former federal fraud investigator, Bev Harris, on the radio show and the TV show tomorrow in the aftermath to break all this down and to track it into the next primaries and caucuses that are coming up. But I want to state this again. You only lose not supporting Ron Paul. You only lose not hitting the street and getting very aggressive with the message of liberty. Because even if they engage in all this fraud and stuff, we win by injecting real issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I see almost another 50 or 60% more knowledgeable people today as it deals with the issues than it was 4 years ago.
You just said it. You just said it.
They read more, they know more, and they have come to the point where they're not going to put up with the baloney that the mainstream puts out. They're just not going to do it.
Well, it's like your brother Ron Paul said 2 nights ago. In fact, I meant to pull this clip up when he was on Fox TV on the weekend, and the host, you know, was saying, well, do you think you'll slip in Iowa as Santorum and people surge? And your brother Ron Paul said, no. Once people convert to liberty and put together all the pieces of it and understand how things work, there's no going back.
Right.
And I mean, that's the issue. Ron Paul's not filling people through with his ideology. He's getting people to rediscover history, rediscover common sense, rediscover what made America great versus the horrible stuff we're being sold by the establishment. It's the establishment that's got something to hide. It's the establishment that's discredited and kooky, not Ron Paul. And every month we exponentially grow, and that's why the system's scared.
Yep, yep. They, as I said initially on this program, they can't handle the truth. And I have to believe, as a God-fearing Christian, that truth is going to prevail. And economically, we still are going to have to take on the $16 trillion that we found out about. That's going to come up in the next 6 to 9 months. And the truth is going to prevail.
And by the way, it's not just the $16-plus trillion given to foreign banks via the Federal Reserve of our tax money and Bernanke and others lying to Congress about it. Now we're learning there's trillions more going out. I mean, this is a big deal. The crooks running things are stealing trillions and telling us it's our debt.
And Alex, one of the other things that concerns me as a brother to Ron is that I have studied enough history in the last 40 years to understand the tight wire that he is walking in terms of what the establishment is willing to put up with. They've been able to control and stick him in a hole somewhere and not have to deal with him. But those times are changing now, so each day as it changes, I am in greater fear of his life for he and his family.
No, you're right, but he's committed to it as a champion. But no, let's elaborate on this after the break. This is the next point I wanted to raise. We're right on the same page together. Brother of Ron Paul, great anti-Federal Reserve, pro-America activist for decades. In fact, that's one question I want to ask him and then go to a few calls is specifically, you know, what got Wayne and Ron involved in all this? We'll talk to him just in a moment and also talk about Ron Paul's safety. But first off, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. It's a DVD film that I'm in, but there's many of the survivors of Oklahoma City are in. And also the mother of a police officer who was murdered because he was going to expose what really happened. This was done to blame the states' rights movement of real Americans, to blame us for this attack. This film is like cyanide to tyrants. Get it at Infowars.com and get it out to everyone you know. We also are still running the Everything Special because it's so popular. All 18 of my films on DVD for 70%+ off, $99.95 versus $360. And it is your support of this broadcast and the news websites and the nightly news and everything that makes this possible. And it is your continuing support that helps us expand in the future. So, again, I want to thank all of you out there for your support of Infowars.com with your visits to the online video bookstore, your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You are at the tip of the spear right beside us, not behind us in this fight. It's also very important to support our local AM and FM affiliates and to become sponsors of those local stations if you're a local business, but also to support those businesses that are sponsors. That's why we're getting on so many new AM and FM stations here in the United States, not just XM. And we're number one podcast and audio streams on the web, according to a bunch of different actuaries and gauges like Google Analytics, StatBrain, Alexa, and of course Shoutcast and many others. Now, going back to brother of Ron Paul, Wayne Paul, you got cut off by the break. Start over. You're saying that before they could ignore your brother, but as he really becomes a major focal point, not just here, but worldwide for liberty, you're worried about his safety. Please elaborate on that, Wayne Paul.
Well, I look back in history, and I could probably name you in my lifetime five or six people who are no longer alive that at one time or another espoused many of or some of Ron's ideas and philosophy. And they got to a point that agitated certain powers to be. But now they have an individual that puts them all together in a very nice, common sense, human being package. And as I said at the beginning, they can't handle that. And the more they can't handle that, the more I fear for the safety of my brother, whether it be because of an airplane malfunction or a sniper bullet, or I don't care what you want to call it. I personally, as a God-fearing person, I fear and pray for his and his family's life on a daily basis. And the more he wins, the tougher it's going to be, but I can guarantee you he's still going to be out there on the podium preaching what he believes to right as far as liberty is concerned.
Well, hear to that, Wayne Paul. Who got started waking up to this whole New World Order collectivist slave system? Was it you? Was it another brother? Was it Ron? Give us that lore.
Well, I think while Ron was waiting for babies to be born, he began to read Austrian economic books. And so he went all the way back to through Ludwig von Mises and Hayek and all those people that believe in the Austrian economic theory, which is free enterprise, private property, and liberty to do what you want. He learned and understood this issue. And the more he read, the more he understood it, and the more he realized that our government 40 years ago was not heading in the proper direction from an economic point of view and from a liberty point of view of the individual citizens of the United States. And that's when he decided that he felt he was called to turn around and try and educate the people to have a better understanding of economics, a better understanding of liberty, and a better understanding of the Constitution.
So was he the first person to, I mean, obviously the family was very constitutional, already awake, but was he the first person to really wake up?
I think he was in our family. I got involved in it from a tax point of view, and I started to read the Constitution from that point of view and from understanding the tax law. And I don't want to go into it now.
Well, give us the skinny on it.
Well, I can go into the fact that I can show you in chapter and verse who is required to file a tax return. But if you don't file a tax return, you go to jail. But what happens if you're not required to file? You're considered a tax protest. And there's court cases all over the country, and there's people in prison who know and understand the law and how it operates. And where are they? They're buried in a jail somewhere, and there's 50 or 60 of these people you can talk about any day of the week. But they understand the law. They understand the Constitution, and chapter and verse can show you who's required to pay a tax return.
Well, I love it whenever they attack your brother on TV and they go, how will we fund the government without the income tax? And a lot of times he's standing with the Capitol in the background and goes, we built that without it. It is there to pay the interest to the bankers for the right to have currency. We never had it till 1913.
Let me tell you a little bit of history. From 1835 till 1913, we had no central bank. If you look at economic history during that 75 years, we had more real wealth growth per capita for every person in the United States than ever conceived of by man.
That's right. It was over 10% a year.
Absolutely. And what happened? In November or December of 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed by three people on the floor of the House. And 20 years later, in 1933, we turn around and Roosevelt declares the United States bankrupt.
Yep. And put us into receivership to the very same mega banks today who aren't trying to fix a crisis. They created it. They're just shearing us again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But to say that we can't run a government if we don't have a tax, I would like to see some of the candidates who espouse to be historian tell me and read me the story about 1835 to 1930 in the real wealth growth of this nation and try to tell me it can't be done.
Now, when you talk to your brother, I mean, he was here a few weeks ago, and I gave him some of my advice, and he's a very humble person. He'll tell you if he agrees with it. He said, no, that is good advice. I said, go up against Obama. I wouldn't even worry about attacking these other minions down. He agreed that that should be their next strategy. That's actually what Romney and some others have done effectively. But the problem is it's only rhetoric with them. It's not real like it is with your brother.
Right.
Your brother says something, you could take it to the bank. Globalists say something, it's guaranteed to be a lie, even if the truth would serve them. But if you could, I mean, just watching this, you know, from afar, if you could give the campaign advice or ideas, what would it be?
Well, I only disagree with some of the snippets that I get to see on television because I don't get to see the full context of what was said. But there are times when we talk about, for instance, taxes. I think it's important to note that for 75 years, we didn't have any taxes. And we ran a government that was very efficient, ran it according to the Constitution, and import, export, and excise taxes funded every government requirement we needed for those 75 years.
Well, that's what China does.
Right. Exactly right. So it, and I recognize the fact that when you're standing up in front of an audience, how he is able to maintain the control and keep the positive attitude and try to answer all the questions is beyond me. He's got a power that I don't have.
Well, I'm sure as for being a doctor and all those life and death crises, it just gets to where you get where you can really control yourself.
Well, you know, if he's sitting over a patient and he's got to make a medical decision, he turns around and makes the decision and lives with it, and 99.9% of the time it's always been right.
Yeah, he's from the real world.
Yep.
And he's up there with a bunch of insider trading crooks who are just completely arrogant and crazy. I want to ask you about the NDAA coming up, but I want to bring Rob Dew in, one of our investigative reporters and the director of the Nightly News here, because he was raising, you know, the same point of groups that are trying to get photos at the precincts of what the hand-raised tallies were. You know, it should be posted anyways.
Yep.
And so it can all be collated. So we're going to definitely follow and track this. But then he's got some other breaking news. Rob, give us a report on that.
Basically, about 2 a.m. last night, I got up. I couldn't sleep. I went online and I started seeing a bunch of the stuff about Ron Paul and the election rigging. And I watched that video that we're going to show later with this Fox News tart, D.D. Binky, talking about how nobody in the Republican Party wants Ron Paul to win. They're trying to figure out how to split the vote between Romney and Santorum, but they don't want to split it too much because then Ron Paul might win. And she called his supporters Paul bots, which I think is funny coming from Fox News, considering they love to regurgitate talking points over and over again and get people to robotically talk about them. And then it led me onto this website called transparentvote.net. And
that's the one you're talking about, right, Wayne?
That is correct.
Yeah, and I mean, this has got a great plan, and it's people listening there in Iowa, well, all we need is 1,784 people to go to each precinct, one person at each precinct.
And don't worry about people doing it over and over again. That's exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Just go do it.
Get the picture.
Because if we even get part of them, we can add it together and show fraud of what's going on.
Sure, they did it in 2008. They only had.
And again, that's why we do this, even if they try to rig it, because by engaging them, we show their fraud.
Exactly.
This is how you defeat an enemy, is engaging them.
Because.
And one of the things the person in the precinct has to realize is one, the precinct count and the sheet is signed off on it. It becomes public, and that precinct chairman has the responsibility that if I ask to see it, he's got to show it to me.
That's key. They've got to show it. So everybody,
absolutely,
get out there and do it. I mean, how obvious is it? They're sending an anonymous, and the only group they protest is Ron Paul, and then now the Republicans use that to make it secret. I mean, this is, right. Oh, we got to take your rights because Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book.
Well, what's going to happen is these precinct chairmen, they've been told to call in their results into this secret location where all the votes are going to be tallied. So we're never going to know what the real results are unless people get out there and do this.
Yeah, this is how desperate these, I mean, they'll lie about WMDs, folks. They'll stage the Gulf of Tonkin. They'll do this. You're the enemy. The criminals that run this country are hijackers. They hate America. I mean, it's really just that simple. Now, let's get to DD here, this Fox News correspondent, this Fox News, I guess, analyst. She goes on there. We have the article at Infowars.com. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. I want to play some of these clips and get... Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul's, take on this. Let's go ahead and go to this first clip. Here she is on a local radio show in Iowa breaking this down.
About Ron Paul showing very well in the caucuses here, because there's concern, frankly, that Iowa will caucus itself into oblivion, and the party will say, listen, if Ron Paul is what Iowa picks for us, or gives Ron Paul this kind of prominence, maybe Iowa shouldn't be first in the nation for our party next time around. And we know that the Iowa caucuses are important to this state and to the economy. Is it possible that the party apparatus here could be silently asking those district chairmen to start swaying some important caucus members over to the anti-Paul side, which may end up being Santorum being the beneficiary of that? Is that, and again, we're just speculating.
Oh, yes.
A scenario like that happening?
No, I'm not speculating. I've talked to the party officials. I know they're concerned about it because, you know, that takes away their significance. In Iowa, you know, they want to keep number one in the nation. And then if you, you know, nominate someone who doesn't have a snowball's chance, that's not good for them. And they know that. So now they're like, all right, you know what?
I think she means Santorum right there.
You know what? Let's get to the real issue here. You know, our relevance is important. The country's relevance is important. Ron Paul doesn't do us any good in Iowa, doesn't do the country any good. We'll never get there. So let's figure out what we need to do. So, yeah, those conversations I know for a fact are going on. So, yeah, you are very right and astute to realize that.
Where do you think, from a practical point of view,
all right, now, again, we have up on screen the quote there, Ron Paul won't be allowed to win. That's coming up. But, I mean, here is this arrogance that this isn't good for the country, so we're going to decide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is crazy. Now, what's the next clip here?
Well, she talked during this whole interview, you can go listen to it. She talks about, and big props to We Are Change Wichita, who found this and sent it to us last night and at about 1:30. But anyway, she talks about how the chairman are going to sway voters to go to a certain candidate that they think needs to be, and it's definitely not going to be Ron Paul.
But right there, you hear the spin where he's saying, oh, this will discredit Iowa. They may lose the caucus.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the governor says.
Exactly.
So they're saying, if you vote, you lose your right to be first. I mean, again, it's all about peer pressure. It's all about trendiness. We're going to come back and play some more clips of this and hopefully keep Wayne till about 5 after. I know he's got to go and get back to work. But, Wayne, what's your take on what you just heard? There's more coming up.
Well, all I can tell you is I believe it. You know, they're going to do anything they can.
You're right. Are we ready with the next clip? Here's the next part. Here's more of her giggling and snickering because Ron Paul's not good for America. They're going to make sure he doesn't win. Here it is.
You know what, Steve? I just think it's a huge struggle right now because I've talked to both types. They're like, you know, we think Romney, you know, we want Iowa to pick the winner, and we think Romney would be the winner. But it's like, oh, but Santorum's worked so hard, and he came to my church, and he came to my diner, and I really like him, and we think he represents Iowa. So there's a real split there. So they're, you know, they're concerned about the Ron Paul thing because if they split that, Ron Paul could be number one, and they really, really don't want Ron Paul to win.
Isn't that interesting? We've got one more clip of this coming up. In fact, let's go ahead and go to that clip as we go to break here. Yeah, okay, we're going to come back from break then and get to the rest of that. But more comments on this, Wayne.
Well, it concerns me. I understand where they're coming from, but that snowball's rolling down the hill, and they're not going to be able to stop it. They're going to try. They'll attempt to do anything that they can. But I have to believe that this is under somebody else's control, and they're not going to be able to stop it.
Yeah, they're running around like chickens with their heads.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One thing that stops corruption and cronyism and insider manipulation dead in its tracks is sunshine. Everybody needs to get this article at InfoWars.com out to everyone you know. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. And she thinks this is just normal to say the campaign, you know, the local chairman, the local Republican bigwigs are going to have to sway things for our state or for Iowa or it'll be discredited. This idea that, you know, if you vote for Ron Paul, it discredits the state, so we're doing this for your own good. It just, they're out of touch, their arrogance. Their insane arrogance that she would say this on a radio program, and the hosts are getting off on it. They're all enjoying it, feeling like they're playing along with the script and part of the system. Most people that serve the New World Order are not even part of it. They just regurgitate because they know they go up the ladder if they do.
Yeah.
But now they see the system being shut down. You're going to be thrown off that ladder.
Yeah,
okay,
I think it's good that this is coming out because it really shows these people's true colors, that they don't have honest intentions for a fair election.
Well, it's more than that. They're right there saying, we're the elitists, yeah. We know best, and we're going to pressure people to do this, and we're going to make sure. They say it publicly because they've been operating in the open with nobody opposing them for so long. Here comes Ron Paul and says, here's the Constitution, and they act like vampires at high noon. He's a normal person. He's not like us. He's bad. No, you're bad. Let's go to the rest of the clip and get Wayne Paul's take on this. Here's the rest of it.
A lot of those Ron Paul people coming in because, well, you know, they'll be coming from schools.
And they're going to be
I don't know. I kind of think they're going to be able to keep them from getting the number one spot because they are concerned and they get that. And they, you know, they had so much change with the schedule with, you know, Florida just making everything crazy, you know. And so Iowa knows that, you know, they're kind of on the chopping block here. They could be.
Oh.
So that's very important to them. So I'm sure that there are a lot of discussions and trying to figure out, you know, where the votes are going to go. And I will tell you this, and I'm positive that the party apparatus is very tightly knit like it is in Indiana. It's very similar.
Oh.
So they're trying to figure it out right now. I mean, between Romney and Santorum and how they deal with the Paul bots. And, you know, they're
Paul
not going to want him to get number one. It's very bad for Iowa. It's terrible for Iowa.
Wow.
Fact, if he wins, the biggest loser is absolutely Iowa. So I hope for my friend that the Iowa GOP, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. This is devastating, and I should have led with this today. I saw it and never even I'm glad you came up and said, Alex, why aren't you covering this? And I'm glad that you know, Wayne brought up the other issue, because I'm just so used to this. I'm like, well, it's par for the course. But the public doesn't understand. The insiders are very tightly knit, and the two reporters are getting off on being let in on the goody.
Oh, yeah.
They think we're so blind, culturally, spiritually, intellectually, they can just parade around in front of us. And you heard her, yeah, there's going to be all the young people from the schools. How horrible, the young people involved. I mean, it's right. just this loving feeling they're part of the establishment. Was that not disgusting, Wayne Paul?
It sure was, but let me point out the other side of the coin. The Republican Party control of Iowa have their head in the sand. They have an opportunity to bring on independents
and young voters like they've never seen in their life.
No, they're discrediting their own state.
Yeah. They are totally shooting themselves in the foot because they don't even care if their party grows in Iowa. They don't care if they don't have more people, yet they have a golden opportunity.
Exactly. Most parties say they want to grow the party. People. Notice they don't want to do that.
Right.
No. It's terrible. Young people are getting involved. Heavens forbid.
The average age of the Iowa caucus voter is 60. So there you go. There's a big chance to bring in some youth, some new ideas, and get things
going. But look, even if they derail Ron Paul this round, and as Wayne said, the momentum, you can feel it. I mean, it's big. It's 10 times what it was 4 years ago. It doesn't matter. We win by fighting back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, your message, your mission, if you should choose to accept it, is to get this article out to everyone. I know that Wayne, Ron Paul's brother, who's very involved, is going to get it directly to his brother. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul. She said the party's very concerned and they're going to do something. Well, we know what. They've got Anonymous out there protesting Ron Paul. Clearly works for them. They're so stupid they can't even hide that. Now running around having it moved to a secret location. Okay. And now they've got their operatives on the radio saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to fix it. I mean, Ron Paul probably needs to come out and point this out. But, Wayne, you wanted to add some points to this.
Well, the biggest point I want to add is the fact that the Republican Party of Iowa is shooting themselves in the foot. They have an opportunity to double their size and their enthusiasm with young people to turn around and help Republicans win in Iowa and all over the country, and they don't want it. They don't know what to do with it. And until that changes, and it is changing because it's changing in Texas. We've got a lot more people in the grassroots in Texas set up with the Republican Party of Texas. And come March or April, when we have our primaries here, they're going to have another wake-up call.
I thought it was called the Perry Party of Texas, honestly.
No, but people are really waking up in Texas.
Yeah, but
you see Ron Paul stickers everywhere.
Pardon me?
I'm just saying you see Ron Paul stickers everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And one of the chairman of one of the largest precincts, Tarrant County, Texas, is a fervent Ron Paul supporter, and she just won the chairmanship.
I was in South Carolina over Christmas, and I saw 20 to 30 Ron Paul signs in the yards, including a huge one right by this highway, one of the main highways there. And this is a state that the governor came out and endorsed Newt Gingrich. So, I mean, and I didn't see one Newt Gingrich, one Mitt Romney sign, not one Rick Santorum sign. All Ron Paul across the board.
Great job, dude, breaking this down for us. Wayne, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to thank you for spending time with us. Hopefully, as the campaign unfolds, we can get you to pop back in. But I want to let you go so you can get in contact with your brother, Ron, and getting this story. I know they watched the site, but they may not have seen it yet. Closing comments in the 2 minutes we've got left, sir.
Well, I'm delighted for the opportunity be on the radio. I again want to reiterate, we live in the most exciting times of my life. I think that the United States is going to change in terms of its economic environment. I believe we have the right answers when change is needed. And I think every citizen of the United States can look forward to an unbelievable prosperity in this country if we turn around and understand what's going on and we fight for our liberty. It's all going to start today.
Well, you're right, sir. That's the key from reading all these public globalist documents. They always talk about the problem of shutting economies down, that things grow too quick, and that destroys their monopoly, their centralization. That's what they admit the Federal Reserve is for, as you know, to shut down our productivity because they want us dependent, living on a tiny chicken feed welfare check.
Yep.
If I can just jump in real
quick. The New World Order's got to be worried, Wayne.
Yep. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm going to come back to you just since we're going to break. Because we've got more on this report. Well, thank you so much, Wayne Paul, and we've sent that email to you. And
can I stay on here until I get back to my computer to make sure I got it?
Absolutely, sir. We'll talk to you during the break. We'll leave you on hold.
All right. Hold on.
All right. There goes Wayne Paul. We're going to continue working on this. And then your calls are coming up. I meant to get to calls for him, but then I started noticing how big this story was. Because the problem is I get punch drunk. I mean, I'm around all this incredible news all day, and I kind of have that window, that blind spot where I just get so inundated with hardcore news that I stop even recognizing how incredible it is.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls and other key stacks of news dealing with the Second Amendment, Iran, and of course the Iowa caucus is coming up here in just a few minutes. But one of our investigative reporters and director of the Nightly News, Rob Dew, is in studio with us, going over some more facets of how we're going to try to stop fraud in Iowa. Now, again, Anonymous shows up and says, we're mad about the Iowa caucuses and we're going to disrupt things. Again, Anonymous is just a cutout name the government can use and then blame on activism. Not saying everybody in Anonymous is bad, like Occupy Wall Street. It's a pool. So Soros and those people on record created Occupy Wall Street, put the call out. They didn't put any facts or a manifesto. Look out when somebody doesn't tell you what they stand for. That's always what a honeypot or an intelligence operation does. On the treadmill this morning, I was watching American Gangster, which is based on a true story. It's got Denzel Washington in it, and he's got one of the guys that works for him as a drug dealer. He comes over to him, and the guy's made a bunch of money, so he's wearing a pimp suit, a fur coat, and hat, and he goes, that's an arrest me outfit you're wearing. Take that off. That's why I'm always telling militia people, why are you at city council in Southeast Asia camo? Vietnam was 30-something years ago. I'm not making fun of people that want to dress up in camo and go out and do war games in the woods. The point is that you go to a militia meeting and there's three feds there saying, let's blow stuff up. And they think you're so dumb, you go outside, they're driving unmarked police cars. You know, the point is just don't be stupid. We're out front. We're the good guys. We're at city council in a button-up shirt or a suit and tie. We're the good guys. We're not hiding in what we're doing. And I've now digressed off into that, but... you know, the issue is they're trying to frame us as the outsiders. We're the common sense people here. Now, your phone calls are coming up here at 800-259-9231 here in just a moment. But I wanted to go back to Rob Dew. We'll be covering this more on the Nightly News tonight. We'll have more on the Iowa caucuses by then. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. And it's not even veiled. And the hosts are getting off on this. They're all getting off on, like, dress up, like a four-year-old girl dressing up like a fairy or a princess. You're not a fairy. You're not a princess. They're all dressing up like they're part of the power structure. You know, I've been to different political meetings before, and there'll be just, you know, regular citizens there getting off on these power trips, repeating the talking points of the county chairman. And getting off on, oh, we're going to strategize and win. We're going to... And it's so pathetic to see a nation led by fools. I mean, that's like Herman Cain didn't know that North Korea had nuclear weapons. Who was it? Sarah Palin thought South Korea was the enemy. I mean, again, the people they choose are political morons. Look, when you get into the real world, it's addicting to learn places, capitals, things, facts. You know how little you know. But compared to somebody that thinks they know it all, that's why it's so refreshing to interview Ron Paul. There's never any news item he doesn't know about. You know why? He's obsessed with the truth. He knows the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He knows history. He knows the facts. So he gets up and says, Israel created Hamas. They run a national ad saying he hates Israel and is evil. It's Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and Wall Street Journal. I showed you the articles earlier. I showed you the information earlier. I mean, it's like Ron Paul says water is wet, and they go, this is insane. He says porcupine has spines. He says a giraffe has a long neck, and they're like, that's insane. He says fire is hot. They go, that's crazy. And they're now there. They're so full of themselves, all these con artists and camp followers that they get on radio over multi-state areas and snicker about blocking somebody and he's not going to win. And that's done cynically so that Ron Paul voters on the fence think, well, I won't throw my vote away. I won't discredit my state. As if Ron Paul standing for election discredited your state. No, the control freaks telling you you're discredited are trying to discredit the entire electoral process. Rob, dude, break it down.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to hijack it. This was in the email that took me to transparentvote.net, which I think we crashed when we talked about it because I went back to it at the break and it was down. So have patience, get on there, become a member of it, and then upload those videos. If you're in Iowa, it's definitely important to go there. But it was reported to me that each precinct vote is tallied tomorrow night. The captain is to call an 800 number in a secret location, which we already reported. This was going on. And the count, and that they're only to give the count to the person on that line. And so it's very important that people.
That violates state election law.
Sure. And so we need.
They're supposed to publish it.
Right, totally. And all
right there, it's on, man.
Yeah, no. And all we need is less than 2,000 people who really care about this country. Even if you're not a Ron Paul supporter, get out there and let's see the results. Let's have an honest election.
And look.
So then we can really talk.
There's folks with bigger servers that can step up. We could duplicate this pretty quickly, or we can make sure it's all saved. You know, email it all the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah.
Because this can always be put together later.
Exactly.
To show the fraud.
Yeah. And then the other big one is New Hampshire. You know, they need people for New Hampshire, too, to step up and go out there and get the real count, get a picture of the count, the signed card, however they do it, and then put that on the web so other people can do it. And then people will tabulate it. There's plenty of people out there that'll do it.
Well, what we need is the people there at all the caucus points. With the state law, in fact, we ought to go dig that up. I know it's there,
mm-hmm.
and Wayne just mentioned it, but I know that's the case in all of these. If you want to see those published, because especially in Iowa, you know, that's all supposed to be open.
Right.
They are supposed to publish it and put it up on the wall.
Yeah,
but notice the Republicans are for your safety. It'll be secret. Tell no one but the special person you'll be calling.
Yeah, who knows who that is.
And then meanwhile, you know, they're running around saying, "Don't worry, we'll deal with it. He's not going to win."
Oh, yeah, they're openly proclaiming that they're going to sway voters to go to either Santorum or Romney because those two have a chance, you know, and I don't think either one of them have a chance up against Obama. Honestly, they're both pretty.
Paul does better in polls than they do.
Sure.
And I keep hearing this new talking point by all the repeaters, all the jellyfish brains I heard on local radio. Ron Paul can't beat Obama. He does bad. He's actually in like six polls I've seen or more in the last month. It beats him by the biggest numbers.
Yeah.
They know that. They just. Again, the liars on top know it, but all these childlike people think it's like real cool to repeat what some liar said.
It's like NFL stats or something. You know, it's just it's meaningless, half of it. You know, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, like you watch the sports center, so you can go down to the bar after you watch it and sit around your buddies and impress them.
Yeah.
Did you see Drew Brees?
Although I'm a Saints fan, I like Drew Brees.
Look at you. Look what you've turned into. I'm just teasing. No, I mean, my whole issue is our whole country's going down. They're getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They say they're going to sign us all on to 1,000+ trillion, and we're all going to be bankrupt. And I'm just like, folks, we better get concerned. It'd be like if you came home and your house was on fire and flames are shooting out of the top story. And instead of calling the fire department, you said, I'm going to go in and turn on SportsCenter. I mean, it's mentally ill.
I totally.
It's and these men get so obsessed with it. It's their little, and they want you to talk about it. And then you're weird when you're actually into the real world and not into their little, you know, the jock that they've got a sexual fantasy for.
Yeah, people should be obsessed with this because this is where we're gonna at least start turning this thing around in the direction our country's going in. Because right now it's going to a dark place, and you know. Ron Paul's one step in the change process. There's many others. And
well, it shows the people are waking up. We're doing our job. And that's why the system's like, okay, we will start shutting down free speech on the web. Okay, we will start arresting people. Okay, we will start because they're scared because they're a bunch of dirty crooks. They could all end up going to jail like Madoff and Ken Lay. But that's why it's a test with the head of MF Global to see if they can take money, get caught lying in Congress, and notice he isn't in trouble.
No, nothing's happened.
And boy, let me tell you.
Gerald Celente's hopping mad about this. I mean, they changed his bank statements essentially and said, no, now you owe us money after we stole your money. You owe us more money. It's
all on record. Folks, people keep sending me emails. I see comments going, but I don't do anything. I don't have nothing to hide. Let there be a tyranny. Don't you get it? Tyrants want to shut down free markets. They want to screw up societies. They want post-industrial worlds because they like to control you. They want you poor. They want to consolidate everything. They're coming after you because you're gullible and have gone along with them. Why? I mean, it's like a gazelle saying, I didn't do anything to that lion. I don't know why it just, it wants to eat me. I'm not going to hide from the lion or stay out of its way or run from it because I'm nothing against the lion. It's a lion. It's going to eat you. It's the same reason in criminology that women will get in cars with somebody wearing a suit and tie. The psychopaths will dress up in suits and ties, clean haircuts. Hey, how you doing? Let me give you a ride. You getting off work here at the mall? Yeah, I'll get a cup of coffee. You want to have some fun? Well, sure. Come on, get on in with me then. But they would never get in a car with somebody who looks like a homeless person who chances are actually wouldn't hurt you.
Right.
If you study the criminology. Because Rick Perry's wearing a suit. Mitt Romney's wearing a suit. Look out, folks. But, I mean, what can you say about Republicans when it's known that Mitt Romney is for abortion, open borders, carbon taxes, Obamacare, and gun control?
Yeah.
You people are, and you talk about how you're patriots and Ron Paul's bad and you're too ignorant to even know who he is. Look, just remember if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, we don't turn this around. Remember why your whole future is destroyed. I mean, these grown men literally obsess over being fearful of the Arabs all day. When you got a better chance of being killed by a rattlesnake or champagne cork.
Or a coconut.
Or a coconut falling on you out of a tree. They live to get off on the fear.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They live to be cowards. They would do anything. They would give up all their rights, all their liberties, to call into talk radio and say Alex Jones loves the Muslims and is a terrorist. I heard that last week on a national show. And the host is like, oh, yes, it's all true. Because it just feels good tribally to be like part of a club. And meanwhile, if you tell the so-called good old boy, hey, the government actually runs Al-Qaeda. Here's the proof. It's just shut up, traitor. Ain't true. They're children, Rob.
Yeah.
That's why they're all, I can't believe Ron Paul says Israel started Hamas. It's in the Wall Street Journal and Jerusalem Post. I mean, can't we live in reality, little boy?
Yep.
Don't you ever call Obama supporters idiots. Yeah, they're idiots. I think you're even stupider. They want communism and to have their guns taken. They want open borders. They want their wages driven down. They love it. They at least know they're communists and enjoy it. You lecture us about Ken Doll, Mitt Romney, and the demon Newt Gingrich, who are both illuminous globalists. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. Then I'm going to break down, as I said, some of the non-election news here today. But we're not just covering an election. We're covering how the establishment tries to control people, all the dirty tricks. That article's red-linked at Infowars.com. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul. And if they do steal it, and there'll even be evidence, the so-called mainstream, because they tell you they're the mainstream, the con artist hoax media, the globalist banker-funded prostitute operation, the zombie control system, the zombie control signal, will come out and say it's a conspiracy theory. I mean, you could have them publicly say, we're stealing it now, and have it all on video, nationally on TV. And they would still say, well, totally reasonable. That's how dumb they think you are. Well, whatever. We are turning the tide. The people are waking up and not buying it anymore. Every number we've got shows it. The media is not the media. It's discredited. And that's why they're trying to come in and start shutting things down. Because they're a pack of propagandists for criminal interests that have hijacked this country through fraud. And nothing's going to change that fact. So go ahead and try to start your martial law. Go ahead and start a physical war with people that just bought 3 million guns in the month of December. Go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, I don't want to go there. But you are a bunch of knuckle draggers, and you're not going to stop. I understand that. just like Hitler and Stalin and Mao and every other scum out there and all the camp followers that get off on tyranny and worship the dark power of evil, you will be defeated. Just wait. Look where we were 4 years ago. We'll be in four. Go ahead, nuke some cities. Go ahead, blow some stuff up and say Al-Qaeda Easter bunnies did it. We're going to be there watching you this time and exposing you did it. It's over. It's over, criminals. We're not going to stop. We're going to bring you to justice. Marie in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. It was really great to hear Mr. Paul, and I just have a suggestion for all your listeners. They need to call the U.S. Congress switchboard. That number is 1-202-224-3121. And complain about this NDAA, the new act, the National Defense Authorization Act.
I don't think it's bad to let the criminals know we're aware of it, but yeah, find out those that voted for it, there's a list of it, and call them. But that's why they signed the NDAA, because they know you're calling them. They know you know they're criminals. They know they have a 9% approval rating. They know they insider trade publicly and help ship narcotics into the country and guns out of it. I mean, they're caught. They know they're criminals. They know we know. But yeah, call them and let them know that you know they're criminals.
Yes, sir. We need to use our avenues that are still open. My mother grew up under Hitler's tyranny, and she told me how Hitler took over. She grew up in Austria.
He did it the same way. He said, be patriotic and lick the government's boots or you're a terrorist. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us what she told you.
Well, she said that the first election Hitler was in, there were two people on the ballot, and every election after that there was only one person on the ballot, and that was Hitler. We are at a very dangerous time. We really need to jump up and down right now.
Yeah.
And really grab our rights back, Mr. We need to grab them back.
I agree. Now. Instead, the bankers just finance both parties and always have a stable of little puppets that don't even know where South Korea is. You know, Sarah Palin, South Korea's got nukes, and Herman Cain, you know, didn't know that China had nukes. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, they've got a bunch of insane morons. When you see those politicians, most of them are nobodies. They couldn't figure out how to tie their shoelaces politically, but it's the controllers above them. Now, when you see a Lindsey Graham, or you see a Jay Rockefeller, or you see a Lieberman, or you see a McCain, that's a demon. I mean, when they're up there celebrating butchering the Bill of Rights, and getting excited, and Lindsey Graham hopping around on stage. We played it last night going, we're going to arrest citizens. And when you ask for a lawyer, we're going to say, no lawyer for you. I mean, it's just some scary, power-tripping, just prancing pansy. Tyrants are usually little limp-wristed pansies for whatever reason. They like to prance around, and I'm just sick of them all. Anything else, ma'am?
Yes, sir. They didn't know at the time what was hitting them. They were a fool. They were like we, you know, like some of us are. They thought, oh, he's going to help us after World War One devastation,
yes.
And also the currency was worth nothing. But
well, that's the deal. The Hitler type stuff comes next. This banker breakdown. That's what the system's going to call for. A dictatorship is the answer to problems, and then the real answer is going the opposite direction. Great points. Good to hear from you. Appreciate you holding. All right, Vulture. Andrew, Leon, Jeff, and we got Vulture. We also have Keebler calling. We're going to be right back on the other side with your phone call straight ahead. I'm going right into him. Bam, 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 800-259-9231. Bit late getting back in here for this segment, thanks to Aaron Dykes. His Chihuahua Rocky loves me so much. Anybody in the office, you know, dogs always love me. I go to people's houses and they say their dogs usually hate everybody, but dogs love me. They've always loved me. And so Rocky was begging to get in here, and he actually ran in the studio. I had to kick him out of here before I went live. Actually, Chris, will you bring me Rocky for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? By the way, I forgot to add, we've added a feature where you can watch the daytime radio / TV show at prisonplanet.tv. If you go to Infowars.com, normally where it's that audio flash player, now that opens to a window of different audio options, but then there's also the video of the show there at Infowars.com. Oh, bring him to me. What a good creature. Come here, boy. I'm like, why am I running Rocky off, actually? I mean, if he wants to come see me, he can. Are you a little bit nervous now? So you don't like Chris, do you? I'm just joking. He likes everybody. Come here. You're a good boy? You wanna co-host a show with me? Huh? Is that what you like? I don't get kisses. What, are you camera shy? You always give me kisses. I don't get kisses right now. What's wrong? This is a cute little chihuahua. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Vulture in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing good, but I'm here with an Al-Qaeda operative. It supports Ron Paul. This dog does, so it's not a good person. It's an extremist.
An operative, too. And not only that, I'm a veteran, and I know I'm going to be targeted later on. I'm probably on some fusion list right now for even calling in and having my Ron Paul flag outside. So,
oh, you got a Ron Paul flag? I mean, we've got the Homeland Security memos. They tell cops, you see that, it's a terrorist. I mean, if somebody actually supports what America's founded on, that's bad. I mean, again, I want to say this. America doesn't exist anymore, except in our minds. The criminals that run the government are admitted criminals. The White House has been caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and drugs back in. It's in all the court documents. But the dinosaur media will only cover 1% of that. It's actually come out in the New York Times now. But the point is, these are criminals. These are criminals. None of us are safe until they're removed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no doubt. I agree with you there. And I have firsthand experience with dealing with these people. I used to work for the Oklahoma Supreme Court here. And, you know, I've dealt with some of the justices. And these people do not think like most people walking around. They look at us like we're animals. I've even heard one of them say that we are, you know, regular people are animals.
Well, they do. They put chemicals in the food and water. They treat us just like animals. They manipulate us just like animals. And they get this incredible arrogance. But only by us buying into their lies do we become animals. Tell me more about how they call us animals.
Well, people get to talking when they have a few drinks. And I've been to a few events where, you know, these are the kind of folks that they like to drink. You know, that's their cup of tea. And, you know, their true selves come out. I mean, they have a fake front that they put up for everybody, and then there's, you know, there's the real person behind it. And, you know, especially alcohol, that's the drug that's the truth bringer more than any of them out there. People act their true nature.
No, it's the truth serum.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like, I guess back in the day when I drink some, I buy everybody dinner, but people that aren't very nice start acting all crazy when they've been drinking. Now, let's expand on this. What'd you originally call in about, Vulture?
Well, I originally called in because the reason I left working there, I started seeing some things that they were doing, some things they were trying to put in place. And, you know, after being a listener for your, you know, with your show for a couple of years and working where I worked and seeing the things that I saw and the attitudes, you know, towards, you know, people and in general, and the architecture they were putting in for their new tracking for people across the state. It's a new software they're wanting to put in. It's a unified case management system. And this will allow them to swipe your card. And I know this is available in some other states, but there's a big push to nationalize it. They'll be able to swipe your card when you get pulled over. It'll bring up every bit of information about you. They won't have to deal with dispatch anymore. And if you're wanted for something on the other side of the state, they'll be able to, you know, haul you in right then and there. You get transported, and it's all part of
it. And again, that would be great, except that criminals run the system, and so they're undoubtedly, the entire architecture of it is pointed at the American people. And the tyrants, in many cases, and there are some good members of Congress, some good members, you know, some good judges out there, but by and large, more and more, the criminals, the control freaks, the tyrants are recruiting their brethren into more and more positions. As the public wakes up to them, they're going to get more and more disgusted with us and have more and more hatred for us.
Well, I'm scared of the end game. Like I said, I know because I'm a veteran, I'm going to be targeted. And I tell you one reason above all, veterans are going to be targeted, and it's because we have the training and the ability to create other soldiers.
Now, that's it. Force multipliers. Look, I appreciate your call, but listen, don't be afraid of them coming after you. And I understand you're concerned. That's what you mean by afraid. Be afraid that you're not going to make every day as full as it should be and treat every day as if it's your last. So many times I look at myself in the mirror before I drive into work, I'm brushing my teeth, and I think, you could do a lot better job. You do this radio and TV so much that it just becomes routine and you don't rise to the occasion of the magnitude of what you're doing. Do this next radio show like it's your last day. I mean, I've given speeches to the city council of Austin. You've seen it in The Matrix of Evil. And I remember Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez, that's what turned them onto my show. Somebody gave them the videotape of that, and they were so amazed. Because you watch it, it is like a movie, some closing argument. And we didn't have the votes to defeat the Patriot Act here in town and have them have a law against it and say that they would uphold the Constitution. But my speech turned them and the speech of others, and they said, some of them, to actually vote against the Patriot Act and for the Constitution. But the point is, we all have that capability to really communicate and really cut through all the baloney and really reach people. And I also want to challenge you out there, because every time I get mad at myself, I remember, hey, at least I'm taking action. I'm getting in the arena every day. And that's why we've been effective. And yes, we should treat every day like it's our last. But now is the time to reach out to people across the board. Now is the time to do banner hangs. Now is the time to call into talk radio. Now is the time to send emails. Now is the time to shoot your own YouTube videos, just talking about issues, whether they get 100 views or 10,000. Now is the time to go get a local access TV show or go buy an hour a week on the local talk station on the weekend. And if your show gets popular, you know, in 2 years or a year, you might end up on weekdays being paid to be on. A lot of people have done that, what I told them to do. I was blessed. I was paid day one to be on the radio because I went and did an access TV show, but paid to be on there, a paltry sum. And then they saw I had, quote, talent and they were patriots. And put me on the air. Then other management came in and tried to tell me not to do that, and then they fired me. But that, it didn't matter. I had been launched. And so many people call me and they say, yeah, I went and paid for an hour on Sundays and it got popular, and so they gave me 2 hours, and now they've got me filling in for the other host during the week when they're gone, and then they call back. Now I've been given a weeknight show, and I've got tens of thousands of listeners. Look, you're only... There was a fellow who works for Rand Paul's campaign. I'll just leave it at that. Works in his office in a prominent role. And he was one of my listeners. And so he went and volunteered when you heard Rand Paul basically launch his candidacy here. And it was our listeners that showed the first interests, interest to get him kind of to go ahead and go for it. And so most of the people that went and volunteered day one were my listeners. And just because he was somebody who was there from the beginning and would actually get the job done and work 18 hours a day, now he is prominent in Rand Paul's office and now is going to be involved in other things. I mean, he was never a political scientist. He didn't go to school from that. He was a veteran, just a listener of the show. And now his whole destiny has been changed by going and volunteering. He didn't think he'd ever... But see, a lot of times, so much of this world is about showing up. You want to get in shape? Show up at the gym every day. See what happens. You want to learn a foreign language? Show up every day and study it for an hour. You'll learn it. You want to learn how to defend yourself? Go take jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or judo. You're going to get good. I mean, look, I'm going to go to your calls. I was always a total, you know, exercise fiend. Never really ate that well, but I ran 6 miles every other day, lift weights 7 days a week, was addicted to it. And then I got into radio and TV and got so busy, I just gave it up for about 6, 7, 8 years, gained 40, 50 pounds, got totally out of shape. And then the last 5 years, I've been trying to jog, trying to lift, trying to get back in shape, didn't do it. So I said about a month and a half ago, I said, I'm going whole hog. I'm going to jog twice a day almost every day. I'm going to lift weights at least 2 or 3 times a week, and I'm not going to stop. And I've lost now 25 pounds in a month and a half. 25 pounds. You know what? I'm not talking. I'm doing it. I'm going to lose another 35. I'm going to lose another 35. And again, I hit a bump in the road. I've never had a weightlifting accident in all my years of lifting weights, playing football, everything. But I was lifting Saturday afternoon. I'd been for a jog. I went into lift, and so I don't injure myself. I'm doing light weights, 20 reps, 30 reps. I had 120 pounds, you know, with the bar included on an incline. And I was watching some of these high schoolers that were in there, and they were doing explosive lifting with pulleys. And I thought, yeah, I ought to try some of that because that's good to, you know, build the fast twitch muscles. I've been pretty much building slow twitch. I said, that'll burn some weight. So I said, I'm going to go put lighter weight on here, and I'm going to do 30 reps or so, and I'm going to try to explode. Well, I get the weight, and of course, it's so light, I'm not really having to explode, but about 25 into it, I'm having to explode to get it off my chest. Well, I exploded too much. My hands were tired. It was the last exercise I was doing of about 15 or so. It was like my fifth set of it. It flies out of my hands, another foot in the air, and I couldn't stop. It falls right on my chest. I got a huge bruise across me, cracked my sternum. It hurts to breathe, but you know what? I got so out of shape, I deserve the pain. I've been running every day despite the fact that it hurts, and I'm just doing it. It's just like the Nike saying, you know, and I don't particularly like Nike because they're slave camps, but the point is, just do it. And it's the same thing in politics and everything else. There's no half measures here. I'm not going to jog a couple times a week and go lift weights once a week in kind of a, you know, half-measured way. I've got to get in shape. I've got to get obsessed with this. You got to decide, folks, what you want, liberty or tyranny. It's the same thing in life. I have dedicated myself to fighting tyranny to the point I was so dedicated I quit working out, you know, 10 or more years ago. And so now I've got to bring balance into that. And I'm trying to do that. But anything in life takes a commitment. It takes a commitment. I'm going to stop preaching. Man, I'm a long-winded creature. Leon, and then Andrew and others. Leon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm sorry to hear about your accident there. That's not
good. Hey, it's fine. I think it's going to make me stronger.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know if you remember. We've actually met, and I doing radio here in Las Vegas, we've done simulcast in the past.
Is it Leon Catlett?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Hey, yeah. How you doing, buddy? I've gotten your messages. I've been wanting to come on. I just haven't had time to really do any radio, but I'd love to come on your show and love to get you on sometime.
Hey, I'd love to anytime. You know, in fact, you know, if you ever need anybody sitting in, I'd love to volunteer my services for your effort any day of the week. And, you know, just knowing the intense person that you are, I could just picture you doing the whole explosion thing, lifting the weights and having that thing flying out of your hand and landing on your chest.
Well, it wasn't like some big powerful explosion. I'm pretty weak now. But, yeah, no, I was just exploding, you know, to get it off my chest and then just did it too much and it flew. Yeah, exactly.
I understand, and because I mean, I've lifted a little bit, not much in the past, but yeah, and like I said, knowing how intense you are, I could just see that happening. Anyway, you know, I called in because, and obviously it's evolved a lot over the show because you've covered so many different things, but this whole vote thing going on in Iowa is so important that people get involved and we stop this vote fraud. I'm so glad you mentioned Bev Harris, that you're having her on.
Bragging about how she's talked to the top Republican Party people and they're going to make sure he doesn't win. You know, we've got ways behind the scenes. Ha, ha, ha. She, you know, if Ron Paul gets chicaned, then she needs to be hauled up before a grand jury and needs to be asked, who told you they were going to fix things? You there, Leon?
the GOP is like a corkscrew. They're so darn crooked. We have seen it time and time again. When Aaron Russo ran for government, the core establishment lied, cheated, and stealed to prevent him from being a major candidate. And then it came around with the Ron Paul election, the first round, 08, and the state, the core GOP shut down the state convention to prevent a Ron Paul win. And now this time, of course, they keep progressing with all these rules that they put into place to prevent people from, from getting involved and being part of the process. And you can just see this whole thing going on in Iowa, the progression of it. Ron Paul was kicking Heine in all the polls. They had to admit that he was going to win the Iowa.
He was gaining a few points every day 2 weeks ago, so they went into complete ape mode.
Exactly, and then the governor come out and made his statement, and then this whole stupid anonymous thing is so obvious, with the Occupy Wall Street. The video I seen of that, the guy's holding an End the Fed sign. Ron Paul is the leader of End the Fed.
No, they did that as a psyop to confuse things. Look, this is right out of George Soros.
Exactly, and so, like I said, the whole, what is it, the transparentvoting.org?
Yeah, we crashed that site, but regardless, everybody take photos at your precinct. We'll get them collated one way or the other, and again, demand to that it be openly announced, the vote and who won. They've always done it before, but now for security reasons, they've got to hide it. And by the way, I've seen the report. The guy with the In the Fed sign protesting Ron Paul, he's reportedly the first one to upload the anonymous video launching all of this. I mean, how obvious does it have to get?
Hey, I hear the music coming up. Alex, I want to thank you so much for your efforts. You're doing a great job out there. And
Leon, you are too. How do folks listen to you in Las Vegas?
Speak Out Radio right now, and we're trying to get the show back up and running because actually we had to move stations. But
I understand. Well, I look forward to it. Maybe I should have you on as a guest sometime. In fact, on the nightly news, we'll give you a call. Send me another text. My phone got wiped the other day.
Everybody, we're back live. It's Mark Levin here. Yo, Ron Paul, he's an egomaniac, and he's a communist, and I hate him. And I pledge to defeat him, because I'm a conservative. That's why I like Mitt Romney. I like Newt Gingrich. Open borders, abortion, gun control, everything else, carbon taxes. Yeah, the Republican Party going along with the bailouts. Yeah, we need to nuke everybody. I'm real conservative. I like the NDAA. Let's arrest everybody. Yeah, this is Mark Levin here, ladies and gentlemen. I am a real conservative. That's why the establishment forces me down your throat.
All right, I'm sorry. Kurt Nemo thought that was really funny. He was there. It's actually Kurt Nemo's article. Radio host Levin threatens to defeat Rand Paul if Ron Paul runs for third party.
Mark Levin will destroy him. It's me. It's Mighty Mouse.
Oh, all these neocons, all these rhinos are so pathetic. Savage showed his true colors last week, saying Ron Paul's a threat and evil and horrible, and agreed with the caller that I'm bad and all this other stuff. I mean, it's just bizarro. I never even talk about these guys either. I just don't want to attack all these countries, and I want my tax money back, and I know the Republicans are globalist, and, I play clips of Republican presidents calling for world government, and then I get made fun of, like, you guys control reality. I'm sorry, you don't control reality. And my audience is bigger than both of yours put together, and you know it. But it's not about how I have a big audience. Quite frankly, it's creepy how big my audience is. I don't like being in this position. But somebody's got to tell it like it is, like Ron Paul. And when we take America back, all the government payments and all the White House visits by talk show host and all the talking points are going to come out.
Why don't you go ahead, Mr. Levin, and tell us how much you love Obama? Yeah. Because he actually, you give him right cover. Obama does everything you want. Obama's not a secret Muslim, or maybe he is like CIA-run Al-Qaeda, Mark. You wanted to protect us so bad from Al-Qaeda. Well, why don't you tell us how our government created Al-Qaeda? Or how Israel created Hamas, huh? I'm Mark Levin. I tell you what reality is. Ron Paul is bad. I will destroy you. I do what I say. Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm out of control now. It's weird talking with my nose held like that. Oh, actually, if I cackle like a witch and hold my nose, I'll have Mark Levin's laugh down. Hold on.
I'll get that. I'll get you and your little dog, too.
Oh, man. They were just showing me the Cobra Commander outfit somebody sent us. I think Cobra Commander's going to show up on the nightly news tomorrow night endorsing Mitt Romney and Obama.
Cobra Commander endorses the takeover of America and the secret arrest of citizens. I also like Mark Levin.
There you go. Biggest plug you ever got at the biggest audience ever. All right, I got to do 5 minutes of overdrive just to get to the calls, but let's jam in one here as a tail gunner on the official show. Andrew in Virginia, you're on the air. Sorry that Mark Levin broke in over the show.
No problem, Alex.
Welcome to the show there.
Sorry, go ahead.
I've actually been trying to call in since Wednesday because I've had a personal experience actually affect my girlfriend.
Well, you're on the air now. Let's get rid of all of our rights as net people.
Well, actually, her constitutional rights were completely taken from her in a hospital setting this week.
Well, she probably deserves it, a Muslim.
Well, it's a kind of a lot.
I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to arrest all the Muslims and get rid of everybody else's rights while we do it.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about what happened to your wife or girlfriend on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us. See you tonight on the news, 7 o'clock. Go Ron Paul, baby. Yep, there's a bunch of crooks running our country. They want to set up open martial law so we can't take our country back. They're not done raping and robbing us yet. We're going back to your calls. So, Andrew, in Virginia, tell us what happened.
Okay, so this all started last Wednesday when, first of all, my girlfriend is a type 1 diabetic that has suffered from that since age 15. And also has some additional complications that.
So what did they do at the hospital?
Okay, so she came in with a wound that was inflicted during what is known as diabetic ketoacidosis, which is essentially unregulated blood sugar. And once the levels get so high, it makes someone delirious.
Talk right into your telephone.
Right. Can you hear
me?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so what did they say?
Okay. So we get there and immediately. They take us into the emergency room and put us in a family room, right? At that point, instead of focusing on the medical emergency...
They were trying to imply that you'd beaten her because they get some bonus cash if they send you to the hooscow.
Exactly. So,
and now if you ever try to have a baby with her, there's no judgment, no arrest, or no record. They'll say they're going to try to take your kid, saying, well, you were there once. I know people publicly get their noses broken at softball games, and they take people's whole families. And you've got 100 witnesses, and they're like, doesn't matter, your kids are gone. We're big, fat pedophiles. Hail the New World Order. If you don't like it, you're evil. Okay, so what happened? So the control freaks waddle in. What happened next?
Right. So, they first sent an EMT in who verified that the wound needed stitches and was serious. And the only thing covering at this point was gauze we had brought in from
home. No, everything is a police state now. Everywhere you've got to be treated like a prisoner. This is all prisoner training. So the long and short of it, what happened?
Okay, so then they send in the mental health professional.
Yeah, which is going to run a PSYOP. They don't read you your rights, anything. Listen, every time we've had a baby, they ask me, will you go put this paper downstairs for us? And then as soon as I leave, is he beating you? Do you have enough money at home? And they're just putting it all in a database. Sorry, go ahead. So how did this end?
Okay, exactly. So it ended with essentially them bullying her for the next 48 hours. And she had to be admitted for the DKA, the diabetic ketoacidosis, and had to stay in the
ICU. Yeah, but they wanted a juicy plump. They wanted to open a perp file on you. So they bullied her to do what?
Well, they bullied her. They were bullying her into being committed, actually, because they were trying to say that she was suicidal and a danger to herself.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, a lot of hospitals can get double or triple funding. Like when they grab a little baby at 2 and put her on Prozac by saying it's mentally ill when it cries for its mommy that they've just jacked. Then federal funding for a quote, ill child comes in, special needs. And so they always jack them on more drugs. So the hospital basically kidnapped her.
Yeah, basically. They just wanted to continually bully her into signing a form saying that she would voluntarily go. But
okay, so how did this black op end?
Okay, well, it ended with them bullying her for over 48 hours, threatening to drag her out of a hospital bed with the police and take her down to the psychiatric.
Yeah, just total control freak Nazi zombies everywhere. So how did it end?
It ended with the county actually coming in because we were refusing everything the hospital was saying we wanted to leave, et cetera. They bring the county in, and they do another biased evaluation.
Yeah, the schools, the hospitals, the car places, they're all little prison induction centers. And all these little petty nobodies get off on it. Okay, so we're almost out of time. How did this end?
Okay, it ended with her being indefinitely detained. They ended up pulling her into signing things.
Indefinitely detained? Oh, because she's Al-Qaeda?
Apparently so. So they ended up pulling her into that. They take her to the facility. We just got her out on Monday after fighting, tooth and nail, threatening lawsuits, et cetera. They even admitted that they were in the wrong.
No. That's a black op. You got to get out of town. They're going to try to set you up again. It's pure evil. Listen, it came out in the 90s, but when I was in the 80s, I had friends who I played football with and stuff who didn't even smoke marijuana. And their parents would grab them and send them to these centers where they basically tortured them. And then they would do all this stuff to them until their insurance ran out and then release them. And again, that's what it is that I guarantee it was probably a charity hospital, even though you were probably paying. And see, they get all this government funding by doing that. And so you just ran into a nest of vipers. But look, send me your name, send me your info, write up, do a YouTube of what happened. Get your wife on there with them. Name names, go after them, because believe me, they're feeding on kids in there right now.